Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
14 near total abortion bans are saving thousands of babies. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's been very encouraging, let's say, after the Roe v. Wade was overturned by the U.S. Supreme Court in 2022, and it returned the issue of abortion to the people and their elected representatives. It's been encouraging to see many states, particularly 14 states, that have now have active near total abortion bans and have reduced elective abortions in those states down to, wait for it, zero.
Zero. I mean, this is amazing. The reports indicate that many women or some women from these states are still getting abortions that are elective, but they're going to out-of-state locations, they're traveling, or they're doing telemedicine.
Yeah, because we still have the abortion pill that's available. And so you have, 63% of abortions are done through that. But this is incredible, and it shows that these abortion bans work.
Well, from January to June 2023, there are indications that the birth rates have increased in the states banning abortion at all stages of pregnancy to the rate of 2.3% relative to states where abortion is unrestricted. This rate translates to these bans saving about 32,000 babies in those 6 months alone.
32,000 people will now be walking on the earth because of this. That's incredible.
That's amazing. It really is amazing. That they actually see the light of day. They'll celebrate their first birthday and just be other amazing individuals that God has created them to be.
And grow up to be adults. You know, it's exciting, but you've got these 14 states with the near total abortion bans are Alabama, Arkansas, Idaho, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, and West Virginia. So I would say if you're not in that list, you need to get busy.
So now those are states that were near total abortion bans between January and June 2023.
Right.
There are more states that now are in that same category that's not part of this data yet, including Florida. For example, Florida has a near abortion ban as of April 1, and then particularly May 1, 2024. On May 1, 2024, Florida became one of the states that have this six-week heartbeat law. And typically what happens is it's not until about 5 weeks and several days that someone is able to detect that they have missed their cycle. So it's right around that time where the heartbeat law actually goes into effect. I know this from talking to people who are working in crisis pregnancy centers. I was just talking to a nurse, a manager this past weekend who works in these crisis pregnancy centers. And so by the time that they first notice that they've missed their cycle and they even have a question, am I pregnant? And they come to, for example, the crisis pregnancy centers or to an abortion clinic, they're already at that six-week time frame. So that six-week heartbeat law is going to cover most abortions because most people won't even know that they are pregnant until that between that fifth and six-week time frame at the earliest. So consequently, Florida is also in that category. Florida's statistics are not counted here because it came after. So we're talking about just 6 months, January to June 2023. In those 14 states, there are more states now that we could add to it. The latest reports from the Texas Health and Human Services Commission show that in 2021, elective abortion totaled about 52,000 in the state. That's a staggering number. Mm-hmm. However, following the Dobbs decision and the state's subsequent near total abortion ban enacted in August 2022, all elective abortions effectively ceased in the state and now register as zero since the ban went active.
Think about that, 52,000 to zero.
That's incredible.
That is incredible. In a year's time.
Yeah, similar reports from Idaho and West Virginia also show zero elective abortions, and only medically necessary procedures were reported after each state's respective near-total abortion ban went into effect. A report from pro-abortion advocates that track abortion statistics estimate there were 180,000 fewer abortions in 2022 and 2023 as a result of all the near-total abortion bans. So we're talking about 180,000 fewer abortions. So that even dwarfs the 32,000 number that was mentioned in the data.
Right.
So we're talking about hundreds of thousands of babies just in a short period of time that now have life, and they're now growing, and they are experiencing the world around them that otherwise would have been aborted and thrown into the garbage.
Yeah, and there was a study, a recent study by the Institute of Labor Statistics, and it's called The Effects of the Dobbs Decision on Fertility. It also provides additional detailed statistical evidence about how many unborn lives are being saved. And the researchers analyzed the birth rate data from the first 6 months of 2023 provided by the CDC. And the most notable birth rate increase took place, as we mentioned earlier, in Texas, where an estimated 18,594 more babies were born in those 6 months because of the state's near total abortion ban. These births are equal to 35.4% of all the elective abortions in the state from 2021 and signify the state's abortion ban protected some unborn babies.
Yeah, Louisiana and Kentucky saw the next highest increase in births with 1,806 and 1,762, equal to 23.3% and 31% of their 2021 abortions, respectively. The states with the smallest birth rate increases were Missouri with 280 more births, Idaho with 237, and South Dakota with 87.
Yeah, so the author of this study said that this data reflects nearly one-fifth to one-quarter reduction in abortion as a result of the bans.
Well, clearly the number of lives being saved is not equal to the number of abortions previously conducted in these states, because in fact what we see happening is some of these states, like say for example Idaho. Idaho just had a law that was upheld by the Idaho Supreme Court. It's a near total abortion ban. It now is clearly effective. And so what Minnesota, where Governor Tim Walz is, they say, come on over. You can come to Minnesota and have your abortion, that they are becoming like an abortion refugee location, as well as an LGBTQ state for a sanctuary state, so to speak, for LGBTQ and killing unborn children. So you're seeing some of that happen. But you know what I think will happen and what we see clearly happening already in these states? Take Florida, take Kentucky, take Texas. Some of these states that you're seeing these pro-life laws come into effect, some of the other states, many other ones that we could mention that you've already listed, I think you'll see blessings in a lot of different ways come to those states because they are standing for the value of human life. And then when you look at the other states, California, Minnesota, some of these other ones, New York, what's happening to those states? Well, they're losing population.
Right.
And their economy is tanking. Lots of other things. It's because when you don't value the very foundation of human life and you shake your fist in the very face of God and defy Him and defy objective reality, there are consequences in your other policies as well.
Right. If you don't respect the Creator and His creation, you can't expect to be blessed by Him when you destroy innocent unborn lives. And also, as you mentioned, with these whole gender ideology, when you're destroying children after they've been born as well.
Yeah, in addition to the 14 states, Holly, that you mentioned, I already mentioned Florida, but Georgia, Florida, and South Carolina have also recently passed six-week laws, or six-week heartbeat laws, as they're sometimes called, giving almost the entire Southeast strong protections for unborn life. And this trend is expected to continue. Obviously, however, in Florida, there is a big challenge because Amendment 4 is on the ballot. I encourage those who are in Florida to go to lc.org/FL amendment for more information. Get the word out on Amendment 4. It's a very radical, extreme amendment. For those in other states where abortion amendments are on the ballot or trying to be on the ballot, lc.org/abortion amendments. That's /abortion amendments. Join us as we're educating and mobilizing thousands of people, sending out millions of pieces of literature to educate about this critically important issue to protect the sanctity of all human life.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.